Is there not something in one of the sources, maybe I have heard, where it's something about it, because the question that came up just then was, does Nibbana exist? And then, so it's that's which is different from saying there is the unconditioned. So does it exist? And it neither exists nor doesn't exist. Is that sort of a similar pointing in a similar way?
That was an earlier reading from the, in particular, was from the Melinda Panha, the Questions of King Melinda, and so the word exist literally means ex, as in out of, and the existere means to, from the Latin, means to stand out. So Nibbana is real, but it doesn't exist. And as Ajahn Panyawado very helpfully, to some extent, if you like this kind of stuff, said, yeah, Dhamma is real, but it doesn't exist. The five khandhas exist, but they're not real. So if you look from the literal etymology of exist, to stand out, so that which is formed, tangible, time-bound, is that which exists, it's standing out from that, if you like, from the backdrop or the ground of ultimate reality. So human beings, time passing, seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching, the five khandhas, they exist, they stand out, they're tangible, but they're not real. There's forms, but those forms are empty. But then the Dhamma doesn't stand out. It's subtle and indistinct. It can't be described as unimaginable, as Lumbho Sumedho. Quite a few Dhamma talks recently, he's gone into that about trying to, you can't describe the unconditioned or Dhamma. So when I think, what is the Dhamma? My mind goes blank. And that, what doesn't really apply, image doesn't apply, so that it does take a bit of mind bending to, but there are significant principles. And I think that way that Ajahn Panyawado put it is absolutely brilliant, very, very simple, and really a good thing to take into to the meditation, like just dropping that into the mix. Like the Dhamma is real, but it doesn't exist. The five khandhas exist, but they're not real. Just let that be digested, and to see if they're, because our intuitive wisdom, the quality of panya, is not conceptual, and so that there's a way that the heart can attune and know that reality, know that quality, even if it can't create an image or an idea or words to describe that. That makes sense.
Translation, the way it is translated.
That was what I was quoting was Ajahn Panyawado. It's not a translation, it's his own statement.
Okay.
Ajahn Panyawado.
Yeah.
Too.